This episode is brought to you by RolePlayingTips.com, home of Role Playing Tips Weekly, a fantastic email newsletter that helps you improve your game mastering skills.
My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics, and you are about to enter the dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snicketer snack. Roll for initiative.
Deep within the heart of the slums in the rat-ridden city of Punjar, the Beggar King weaves his plots. From the tile rooftops to the filthy alley sewers, even the bravest of sellswords tremble before the Beggar King's fell secrets. Now you must bring his reign to an end.
The Vorpal Network presents Dungeon Crawl Classics, number 53, Sellswords of Punjar. By Harley Stroh.
Alright, round H and Kari, you're up top.
Alright. Let's see.
Is that added to what I already have?
Yes.
Okay. Here, Scorching Burst. Centered here.
Okay. That'll hit those two. So, roll to attack the... Go down the list. Roll the fourth of this entry.
19 versus reflex.
That'll hit him.
And then that'll hit 21 him. Versus
reflex. So roll damage for both.
Can I back up real quick and put a curse on this rat?
Yeah, sure. I'm fine with that. It's a minion.
Okay. 9 points of damage. 9 points of fire damage.
How much?
9. It's fire damage.
9 points of fire!
And what's going on with the fire? Is that still... Is that still happening, or...?
Just a second.
Okay. Well, I need to know, because that's going to determine what I do.
Enhance flames!
Actually... I think I'm going to use my action point.
Actually, that's the one spell I'm going to miss in your game. What? I just got a hold of... it's basically the equivalent of Fireball. It can be any element.
The tough there is bloody.
And I was really waiting to cast that.
Do you want to spend an action point and do something else?
No.
I need to know what's going on with the fire.
It is still raging. Basically, it's going to rage until somebody puts it out right now.
Because
there's enough oil and there's enough debris there. Looking in, it looks like they spread some debris around in here to impede movement, which is now screwing them up.
Okay.
So, there's lots of things on fire right there.
Alright,
Glad we're working for the food guild for free now.
And, alrighty then. And then I'm gonna go ahead and use my,
You just did that, so that was that's a standard, so you have a move and a minor one.
Yes, I have a move and a minor. I don't really think that I have a minor action per se.
You could cast light.
Is that really a minor action?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it is. I see that now. Oh, and I could use Mage Hand.
So you can grope one of them.
Woo! Inappropriate.
Bad touch.
Let's see.
Seeing through the fire and the debris in there, it looks like there are lots of people stabbing a horse in there right now.
Lovely.
The flames and the smoke and
the burning. Yeah. Or mage touch or whatever, does that allow you then to cast like burning hands at range?
It's basically a minor telekinesis.
Yeah, it's just a... Yeah. I can pick stuff up.
From beer.
Yeah.
As long as the beer is unattended.
But yeah, the moving minor left right now.
As long as it's 20 pounds or less, whatever it is.
20 pounds is nice, though.
Yeah.
It has its uses.
It does, in fact, have its uses. It means that I can take and put stuff places and pick things up.
Mostly for groping, though.
Yeah.
Moving minor.
I'm trying to decide if it's better for me to stay here and try and help these guys. If it would be better if I went over there. And, threw fireballs over there. I guess I'm going to hang out here for a little while longer. All right. I guess I'm going to hang out.
Okay. Runehouse.
There's a rat in front of me.
Yep. Trying to bite off your face.
I guess maybe I made the wrong decision.
Smash the rat.
Okay.
And how?
Does a 18 hit its armor class?
Yes, that rat dies.
Okay.
Bye-bye, rat.
That rat is a minion and dies.
My standard action.
Good, I was wondering how I was going to curse the next person. I needed a curse mark bet.
You only have a finite amount of sorry, you're out of your sense, you don't need markers for.
Wait, why don't you die already?
I'm marker. Bastard.
Now, if I slide back, that would...
You can stand here, so you can move in a minor.
Yeah. Well, minor... Actually, that's a free action, so I'll just trigger that on me. I'm going to trigger Divine Fortune, just to have it.
Divine Chum?
Basically. Do I dare to... Oh, wait, I'm going to trigger my my second win.
Okay.
It's my reaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It feels better.
I think I can make a good argument that that may be one of the more useful raise the powers.
Yeah.
Second win is a minor action.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really useful.
Especially for a frontline warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I remembered that it was a minor action, I probably would have used it instead of going unconscious. But I totally forgot that I was before.
Does that actually burn up for second win by...
Yes.
So it does? Okay.
I stand up.
Okay, that's a minor action, I think.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Stand up is a move action. Sorry. So that's a move to stand up. So you have a minor and a standard left.
Well, I don't think I can get through the doorway and still do something, so I'll hold for now.
How many times can the dwarf use their second wind?
Just once
per encounter.
I don't have any healing potions for you, I'm sorry.
You're alive. You're not having any.
Not making death saves.
Death saves is good.
Yeah.
You're not flanked.
Yeah.
You're out of the middle of combat.
Unfortunately, one hit's going to take me down again, probably.
There's limits to what I can do.
Death can cover.
You could go and get a useful priest.
And a good laugh was had by all.
I think I saw a temple of healing down the street. Next to the temple of crud and decay.
Next to the temple of Orcus.
Next to the temple of
crud. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Temple of crud. You could just go bathe in the fountain.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't do it.
My take goodness. A mutation. Okay.
I'm holding.
You're holding, okay.
I will try to kind of stand in front of her to make a bigger target if the crossbow man starts trying
to shoot. You provide cover for him if you're in line of fire.
Pops himself up. Magically, his ale mug becomes very large.
He puts on his big britches.
Yeah.
It's funny to see a dwarf in big britches.
He's going
to
inflate my head.
In this house, you put on big britches, mister.
Ah. They're the biggest britches.
He's drawn on smaller britches, so his top looks bigger.
What is that, dwarves are like 90% fat? Squeezes all up.
Okay.
He tightens his corset.
It's 90% alcohol.
Well, alcohol is 90% fat, so, you know. Or 90% fat and you know, so.
Well, yeah. Well, they drink the good stuff.
Okay.
No cores or...
You guys over here, we'll see these guys start to basically climb up the walls to the roof. So these guys are up on roofs.
These guys come out and climb up.
So these guys are on the roof.
I like the guy with the blue motif going on.
I said it's a nice fig. I mean, his neck is like this thick. But other than that, it's a nice fig.
Right. Really, we're just the morons who are trying to weaken this guild. The role SWAT team is going to come later.
He's a pinhead because, I mean, it just obviously goes like this.
It's a hero click figure.
I know. Like I said, it's a nice fig.
I've been tempted to go back over my my hero figs and mount them on bases too.
Okay, I've got a ton of those. Anyway. These two are going after you.
Okay. She's all like, bring it. She's got her big britches on, too.
Mm-hmm. I have my two scimitars out. I'm not afraid. We're all on adrenaline on that side because we just rammed that blazing.
I set everything on fire. Well, yeah. I'm shouting, fire.
Okay.
Fire.
This guy up here tosses something down here.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, how nice.
12 hit your reflex?
My reflex? No. Yes, sorry, it will.
Does an 11 hit your reflex?
No.
Okay.
And 12 does hit my reflex.
He's now standing on the roof over here. Yes. You...
Is that Mr. Archery Man?
You take 4 points of damage, you take 2 points of damage from the Alchemist's fire he just tossed down.
Yeah. Okay. Ow.
Bastard.
It's
okay. You're next on my list.
This guy...
It could have been worse, it could have been an entanglement back.
This guy takes a step back, tosses something at you, I'm assuming a 24 hits your reflex.
Yeah.
You are immobilized until the end of your next turn.
That's probably the Tanglefoot bag.
At which point you are slowed until the end of your turn after that.
That's nice, though. That's kind of cool power. We're
gonna have to invest not for us. It's not right now.
Well, somebody's got to take it.
Immobilize!
Might as well be us testing.
I
do like your two figs are really cool looking.
Let's see. The tough, however, is swinging his mighty mace at you.
Of course.
Very tall on top of
him. 16 hit your AC?
It is my AC.
And you are immobilized.
Let's go.
Okay, this time if they capture us, we're just going to be sold into slavery and try to escape slavery.
Five
points. Buying you guys back again.
5 points of damage.
Okay. Not happening.
No. I'll just go back and thieves go like that. That fucker's there to stay. I mean, move to a different town. I don't know what to tell you.
I lost some of my best guys. I mean, I lost.
I'm not buying those guys back a second time. It's not happening.
Okay, the other tough takes a swing at you, Eric. Missing horribly. Alright, back over to here. This guy, like, what the hell's going on? Ow, there's a rat! Oh my god, that's a rat! Oh my god, the rat can't hit worth crap! Rat! He pokes the rat. Does he actually hit the rat? That's the question.
Hey. Come on, wait on. You want up here?
He tries to poke the giant rat and misses.
Come on.
The turban man tries to stab the giant, the dire rat, and will stab the dire rat.
Come on. If you want up here, you have to get up here by yourself. Come on.
Dire rat is angrified.
Angrified?
Angrified.
Woo!
This guy takes a swing of rat trying to bite off his face and misses. The minion that wouldn't die! I think that's everybody. So we're back to Mal.
No.
I know. So Mal goes after everybody.
Oh.
Mal and...
Basically, it's three of you, all of me, then three of you again.
Oh, I getcha. He's trying to kill you.
I've got a hard corner. He's got a long spear, so I'm assuming he's not going to be able to get at me.
Correct.
So I can go ahead and cast and not have to worry about it?
Correct.
Okay.
He doesn't have a threatening reach anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to get me one of the long spears.
Just having fun. Well, kill one of them. Take theirs.
That's the plan.
Of course you're over here, and they're over there.
And next scene, I just have it.
Let's see.
Is that blood on it? It's okay, it's not mine.
It's okay, it's mine. It's okay, minion, it's mine.
Well, first...
Hi, baby.
Well, curse that one.
Why are you all crafted?
Okay.
Can I see that for a second?
And based on where we are, just in case, I'm going to hellish rebuke this one.
Okay.
Just because he can.
Yeah, should we use our dailies, you think?
This isn't a daily.
I think if it's a choice between dying and using your dailies.
But I mean, do you think so far...
Does 18 hit his reflex? Actually, does 20 hit his reflex?
Okay, there's more people on the roof.
Sweet.
Is that Green Arrow?
Yes, that is in fact a Green Arrow.
I thought we killed him last
Everybody's
time.
Favorite Irukar.
Damn it, we killed Green Arrow
we
last time.
We did kill Green Arrow last. Hey, Green Lantern, dude. No Green Arrow crap.
Hey. I don't have a Green Lantern. Sorry, I'm not a Green Arrow.
Apparently, he was resurrected from the dead.
He was.
Well,
much like you were resurrected from the dead.
One creature, wisdom versus land. Three dice, 8+8 wisdom, radiant damage, and the target gains vulnerability 5 to all your attack save ends. If it misses, it's half damage, and the target gains no vulnerability. I kind of wanted to, if there was a bigger deal.
Is it only one target?
Yep. Well, we are only level 1, so.
You suck.
Yes, we are the suck too at level 1.
Okay. That's just. Oh, that's
my priest is the incredible substitute. Remind me to build him differently next time.
So hellish rebuke on Baldi in there.
Yeah, on Baldi. He takes 10 points of damage.
Thank God for help.
Fire damage. That matters.
Okay. He's way bloodied now.
Stammy. Stammy ass. Oh.
He actually survives through this and gets a level 2, then I'll probably rebuild him
Valen.
And that'll be fine.
You're immobilized.
He doesn't.
But you can still swing at the tough next.
I was going to say, immobilized just means you can't move.
I can't move, yeah. Right.
But you can still attack.
Okay.
You just have to attack whoever's next to you.
The other guy moved back, didn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but you can attack the guy that's bloodied.
And remember, you get +4 to hit and damage on your next attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a portal to some world of war that you're just bringing guys through to kill us.
Where are the Hawkmen from?
Okay.
Have you ever read Orcs?
Yes.
That is a funny freaking book.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's even funnier when
I got careful
when attack
Chris into reading
it.
Did he enjoy it?
No, he was horrified by parts of it. That's why it was funny.
That's something orcs would do. If an orc, once the smart orc comes along, he'd be
I'm
like,
being
wait.
Careful attack.
Okay.
This would be awesome.
Against the diaper guy?
the end diaper
guy. I love when they
24
in the evil overlord.
Versus AC.
That'll hit.
And then the aliens. It is a complete terror. It's just like, wah.
I remember very little about the book. Actually.
He takes 10. No, wait.
I mean, I enjoyed all of it.
He takes
but again, the
14.
Aliens.
Takes 14?
Yep.
Do you remember the Marine?
He's still up.
Vaguely.
The human Marine. They worship him at first, and they realize that
and
he's just
I
a
can't
person.
Move, so that doesn't matter.
So the alien
and
things
then
are
I'm going to
invading.
Do...
And they're like,
for my minor hunter's quarry on him.
I'm going to go talk to them. Maybe we can negotiate. So he goes out there.
I can't do extra damage yet. They're next far away, so
I can't hear what's being said. He says something, and they say something.
Correct. Yeah.
And then suddenly the...
If you hit him. If you...
And,
okay.
Yeah.
The aliens later on say, well, obviously you're far superior because you're willing to sacrifice the weaker one.
104 yourself. Okay.
Raphael.
I need to read that book again. That was a wonderful.
Okay, so... All right, you remembered your bonus damage this time,
yes,
right?
I did.
40 hit damage. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, that guy got 14, so...
Excellent. if I... And everyone over there is up, right?
We're up.
Everyone that I can see is up.
Yes. Yeah, you're still hurt, though.
She's okay. Pretty.
Can I shift? Can I shift here?
Can you shift there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I can get you a melee basic attack against this guy if you want it.
Okay.
How much damage do you typically... What's your melee basic damage?
D8 plus 3.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that this time. So what do I do? I only have your choice. Okay, Commander Strike, target one creature, attack. An ally of your choice makes a melee basic attack against the target. So take a melee basic attack.
Go ahead and do that.
Yep.
Just attack, or do I have to roll to hit?
You have to roll to hit.
You have to roll to hit. It's a basic attack.
She's still got the +4.
Yeah.
17.
Okay. You do your basic damage plus my intelligent modifier, which is a mighty 1. So your basic damage plus 1.
D8 plus 4. Five.
Yes.
Okay, well, he takes 5 points.
Okay.
He's still up.
God.
A little bit of time.
He has extra strength mm-hmm. diapers.
Prime shot. It just says if no ally is nearer than I am, mm-hmm. but they can be the same distance, correct?
That's fine.
Okay.
That is fine with me. All right. Is that all you do, Raphael?
That's it.
Back up to the top with Chinkari.
All right. Well, it's been working so far, so squish and burst. It's centered there.
Okay.
Because it should hit those two guys.
This is versus
again.
Their reflex, right?
Yep.
Good sentry first.
And that's not going to hit.
Miss him?
Because it's an 8, so.
Tough.
Oh, miss God, and that's uh-huh. not going to.
There's a big boom over there, nothing happens.
Yeah.
That's your. Do you want to move or do a minor?
Crap. I'm trying to think of what I can do.
We'll do that.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. Rune House.
Okay. I slide back one.
Slide.
Then I cast Sacred Flame on the guy in front of me.
Okay.
And it is a 23 versus reflex.
That'll hit him.
All right.
And he's on fire.
He takes 5 points of radiant damage, and you gain 2
temporary. Damage.
Wait. Flying feet either gains 1 temporary. Equal to your charisma. Points equal to yours. It's not too.
He dies in holy flame.
Okay. I have to look something up. Well, it'll be hit point stuff, but
okay.
Something doesn't make sense.
Amina.
Okay.
At all.
And I can't attack either of them because they're around hard corners, right?
Correct. You can move in. They won't get attacks on you because they can't attack you either from that square.
Okay.
So you can do that, but they will be flanking you.
Yes, I know.
You gain 4, honey.
Okay. I'm attacking him.
4 temporary hit points.
Attacking Kerbin Man.
You don't actually get that. At least you have 4 temporary hit points.
Sorry, that's funny. I forgot all about that. I used the extra money that I had to get Alchemist Fire.
Or, wait a second, what is
that?
No, it's two, I'm sorry. I thought it was based on wisdom, but it's based on charisma. Okay.
18 plus 6, so 24 against his AC.
That will hit Turban Man.
Turban Man
takes... takes 15 points of damage. The other guy takes 5.
Take that!
The other guy takes 5?
Yeah.
Suck it, Turban Man!
That's right! Suck it long and suck it hard!
His turban head flies!
More temporary hit points. Okay,
and he becomes bloodied.
Alrighty. And now the dire rat goes, boom, more food, and it's a little stunty dwarf.
Try to kill me.
Yes.
Take that.
Okay.
Bastard.
First thing is first.
I may die, but I'll take you with me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This hammer needs.
So he has done double move to get there. He has a minor action left.
He could jump down. Falling is a minor action.
Yeah. Fall down. Make a trip.
Whoop. No, we can give it as a free action.
Urban diving is a minor action.
Yeah. Urban diving.
Okay.
So he's standing above the fire.
Mm-hmm. Is he roasting marshmallows? Weenies? Rat sticks?
10. He comes up there and he roars.
I would think that would be the
smash.
I would think that would be the hottest spot because that's directly above the flames.
Yep.
No. Flames are more in this. Yeah, that's they're being channeled around, and it is raining. The good old Dog Brothers. Who's left of them?
Come on. When those idiots came back.
3.
Bundle up.
He will climb down there.
We need to get the hell out of here.
He climbs down there just fine. 3, 4.
I need to move and regroup.
He moves up over there.
God. There's so many of them. We suck so much.
We need to get to a point where they can't all attack us at once.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 21 hit your reflex?
Yes.
Okay, you just got hit with another tangle, with a tanglefoot bag. You're immobilized until the end of your next turn, at which point you are then slowed until the end of your next turn after that.
Okay.
He threw it down on you. He threw down, man!
Can you guys handle the rat from that guy?
Thanks.
You
so.
Move over here. Okay. I'm gonna try to get as close as possible so I can start blasting them.
Well, the problem is actually, I'm gonna have to go basic attacks against the rats because everything I've got is ranged, and I know they're not gonna let me just sit back and go plop plop.
But you're assuming a 12 misses your reflex,
right? I mean, you
right?
can fire at the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we need to kill the guy.
He tosses down another bottle of something that's blue that explodes and. It was Alchemist's Frost, and misses you.
That's not cool. It's not cool.
Tim's in there making potions for him.
I actually have that skill, you know.
Arturo.
I took the blue potion ritual.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, these aren't Arturo, this is the Alchemist, so it takes a different skill. But the potions would be like our cure light wounds and stuff.
Yeah.
But they do have formulas now that we will have to think about.
When he lands, he swigs a potion.
Bastard, he's using our resources.
God damn it.
They just got a huge influx of money. What do you want?
Yeah, it's true. Thanks.
He's like, hey, you got money now.
Well, maybe if they didn't spend it all, we can take it back. We're going to be dead.
Oh, so look, they're dancing.
Let go, Masher.
Is that his nickname for the other dude?
He moves over here. We can somewhat see Raphael.
We need to leave.
We could always draw the bat. We could climb up on the roof and draw the bats up here and let the bats attack him.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I've been thinking for a while now. Climb up on the roof and just draw as many bats as we can.
19 to your AC?
Yes.
Okay, you get pelted with a crossbow bolt for one whole point of damage.
Okay.
This guy... still getting... you're a bit more of a threat than the small annoying rodent. So he takes a swipe at you and misses horribly.
Yay!
The rat takes a swipe at you.
Uh-oh.
Misses horribly.
You've got a divine aura around you.
The giant rat takes a bite out of him for 3 whole points of damage. He's still alive.
Goddamn rat!
These guys, come on over this way.
Though actually, this was the entire point of our plan to draw them all to the front gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except we were hoping that we weren't there. Not to stick around.
Yeah, sadly, we couldn't really, you know, like, yeah. Run, so.
You didn't see anything!
Yeah.
Could have, but didn't.
Well, yeah, but what were we going to do? We could have run. Yeah, you're right. And they would have come after us.
Well, we may have to run anyway, so...
It's true.
We do a lot of running away.
It's true.
Sometimes that's what you have to do when you're a hero.
We're first level.
Run away.
That first level involves a lot of running away.
All these guys are hurling stuff down upon you.
How... awesome.
See ya.
I don't think my backup character is going to take this mission. He's going to look at the list and go, no.
I've heard horror stories about that.
Remobilize again.
Oh, good.
He'll just go, isn't there like some orphans or something I can beat up for lunch money? Because, yeah.
This beggar king guy.
Well, that takes out my plan of running away.
You know, every few months the Thieves Guild just throws bothersome adventurers at him, and it's just a big game.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Mm. Oh.
Somebody. They toss down another alchemist's fire and hit two of you. You take 2 more points of damage. Does a 12 hit your reflex?
Yes.
Man, you suck.
My reflex is 12.
Okay. Take 6 points of acid damage and an ongoing 5 acid damage. Save
ends. Oh my god!
They really did spend our money well.
Wow. Hey.
Have you guys gone to the market? We've noticed that a lot of things were low in stock.
If we had any money to go to the market, we would have seen that they spent all our money.
They bought all those ritual scrolls.
I'm guessing that misses you, and you get hit again with Alchemist's Fire for 6 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Shit.
You take 3 points of damage, actually, from the miss.
I do.
Apologize. Take another 3 from the first one that missed. So it is 6. Half damage for miss, so yeah, take 6.
I'm bloodied.
Okay.
And I'm happy.
Now it's Malker.
I can't look.
We're still working on procuring entries.
You're slowed.
I'm immobilized.
Are they?
Yeah, he's immobilized.
Oh, that's right, you're immobilized.
Yeah, I haven't acted since I've been immobilized. So
yeah, he
I'm immobilized.
You're immobilized as well.
We're both in the same
dank.
Okay. Mal.
This one that's still up and standing. What did you do this turn?
Zapped the guy that...
And he's moving back
around. He's crowded over there.
Well, I'm going to head that way to try to cover... Or at least give him another target to shoot at. I don't know what I'm going to do. something. Need to go out in the countryside and adventure. Seriously, we need to get out of town. We need a
kinder, gentler.
Yes, we need to go find some goblins.
I think our mistake was not running when the thing was blocked.
Right.
Yeah. I think what we should have done is run to help
that's
you guys.
That's fascinating.
Probably not down here.
I am.
Yeah.
We just and to, I think that's what's going to cost us. I think ultimately you and I are probably both captured. You might be able to get away. The rest of you guys, depending on what you do, you may be all right. But I think the two of us are screwed at this point.
Not if I sacrifice myself.
Do
you blow up when you die?
Yeah, spontaneous combustion.
No.
Do you just want me to shoot you with lance of faith until you're both dead?
No, not really.
And carry your corpses out? That way you're not captured.
No,
I'm
really
good.
Okay.
Just think that way.
Because I will.
I appreciate that.
And then we'll get you resurrected.
You still up.
What to do.
Again.
I'm not coming back this time.
By himself, still?
Do you want to go back? No. I'm done.
Okay. Do my careful attack.
Do you
want
to go back to that body that's horribly maimed? No.
Oh,
the
no.
Afterlife clerk looks at the list and says,
I horribly
yeah,
miss.
I understand.
Okay. Mr. Eel.
Okay.
So you're now slowed.
Okay.
Okay. Well, smoke them if you got them.
They are.
All right. Well, this will help a little bit. I'm going to do my Bastion of Defense. So, strength versus AC, I'm going to attack this guy. AC 8.
No. Sorry. What was it before it fell off?
I don't even know.
Something bad.
It has an effect. Does that happen regardless?
Nope.
No, only okay. If it hits.
If it hits.
All right.
Only doesn't miss if it says miss. Back to the top.
Actually, I'm going to burn an action point and do something else.
Okay. Back to the bottom.
My guarding attack. AC 8.
Jeez. Back to the top, Chingar.
How many guys are on the ground?
Three guys are on the ground so far.
If I center a burst.
Three, four, five guys are on the ground.
Oh, and
if I center a burst here,
5 minutes of damage.
Uh-huh.
Does that hit all of these?
No. These guys are on top of the roof.
I made my save.
These four guys. If you centered a burst here, actually, if you centered a burst here, you'd hit all four of these dudes.
Okay.
But you can't hit these guys because they're up on top of the roof.
Eric made a save, Ethan.
Okay.
Yeah, so I took my ongoing damage and made my save.
Okay.
All right. So.
So you want to do Scorching Burst in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do Scorching Burst centered there.
Okay. So let's start with the tough here. The tough that refuses to die.
Kill him.
It's a crit.
That will be plenty to kill him.
Thank you. I need a new face to look at.
Okay. Hang on, let me scratch him off here.
God, if I move over there, they're gonna shoot the hell out of me.
If they notice the sentry here.
You're small and you can move quickly.
I don't move quickly.
It's 17 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
18 versus reflex for the next one.
That'll hit.
And a 17 versus reflex for the next one.
That'll miss him.
A 17 versus reflex?
This is Arthuro.
What the hell is his reflex?
A lot more than a 17. Not a lot more, but more than 17. He is a rouge. Roll damage for... Roll damage.
Okay. What is that? Oh, God. That's 5 points of damage. That's stupid. I'm very mad now.
Who's bloodied? Another 5, you said?
Yeah. Alright.
Though, if I stay close to the
I have
a minor.
I'm moving a minor.
That's true, but.
Probably dark.
Alright.
Well, it's raining, so you probably don't see it very well.
clearly calls for more cookies.
Okay, the first thing that I'm going to do is
I can't even.
I'm going to burn my action point. I'm going to hold my move action for right now. Okay. And I'm going to burn action point and cast Grasping Shadows centered on Arturo.
Okay.
It's a burst one within 10. I don't want to take it back.
Okay, so actually that will hit everyone over there. All three of them.
And it's a 24 versus Will.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it stays until...
So you do definitely do the damage to him too. So then what's that? 8 plus intelligence, which you're plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes 12.
Yeah. 12 points of psychic.
You can get it down because he critted on him.
Yeah. 12 points of psychic damage.
Ouch.
And he's slowed until the end of my next turn. It says that the shadows rise in the designated area and continue until the end of my next turn. Any creature that enters the area of the Grasping Shadows takes psychic damage equal to my int and is slowed until the end of its next turn.
Roll to hit the other two as well. It's versus Will.
Yeah, that's probably not going to hit. That one will, though.
I'll hit the dog, brother. Okay. Roll, you do need to roll damage for him.
Yeah, that I know. D8.
Plus 4.
9 points of psychic damage.
Hey, it's not bloodied yet. Okay, and it affects that whole area, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And so anybody that enters the area until the end of my next turn any creature that enters the area of the Grasping Shadows takes psychic damage equal to my int and is slowed until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
I want to move out of the way.
Okay.
But I'm not quite sure where to move to.
You're on the opposite side of the street.
As long as I can still see what's going on, but, you know, nothing can actually hit me.
Well, things are going to try to hit you.
Yeah, well...
From that range, it's going to be very unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
Runehouse.
I don't know. I can't even if I run, I can't get to them.
You think what I could be.
You do that.
you want my advice? We're screwed. Go back to them.
Yeah. Save yourself.
There are too many people here.
There are.
Yeah.
I'm slowed. Are you still slowed?
I'm immobilized.
Okay, you're immobilized. I'm slowed. We're not
get out of your immobilized, or did he immobilize you again?
He immobilized me again.
That was another Tanglefoot bat that was.
The two of us aren't going to be able to get out of this without getting captured. I just don't see it. There are just too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are too many of them, and none of them are moves.
Right.
And I can only take down so many. I mean, I'm.
She hasn't run, so that means she's going to get captured, or she's going to run away. It's going to be one or the other.
We'll try to kill those guys and, yeah, get out of here. Is there a spot outside, Ethan, that I can move and still see that guy in the corner?
See that dude in the corner? Like this
Not
dude?
The rat, the dude.
That dude? You move over here.
I will do so. And I will...
A partial cover, but that's fine.
Do temporary hit points stack?
No. Okay. You take the highest value of temporary hit points that you receive.
So. Are your temporary hit points still on you?
Mm-hmm. No, and I need to change it from 4 to 2.
Then I'm just going to do this because I need to get rid of that guy. I'm going to use Cascade of Light.
That will be a 22 versus his AC.
That'll hit him.
Can I kill him too? Maybe not.
Ouch. The dice don't like you today.
No, they don't. 11 points of damage.
I can't believe he did 3d8.
It's just enough to kill him.
Okay.
Ooh.
Run! Everybody, run! That's my... I still got an action point, but I'm going to hold it.
I'm thinking that she would probably, seeing that there's overwhelming odds, would start trying to make her way to the other.
She would just go that way. Just go that way.
Making her escape.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But she would
Amina.
Moving towards them.
Dire rat. And actually, a giant rat and a dire rat.
Dire rat and a rat. I'm leaving.
Just keep going.
The dire rat might actually bite you. Are you shifting out of there, or are you?
I'm shifting.
Shifting. Okay. So shift out of there.
And then I'll
just feast on Turban Man.
And then I'll use my standard action run.
Running away.
Run away!
Yeah.
We have failed again.
We took some more down with
me off.
This guy wants to get out of the grasping shadows.
How much are you in debt for?
4,500.
Okay. Maybe I can weasel out another.
This guy. And Art Thoreau is not happy either, so he wants to be out of that.
We need a bigger cart.
It's so
slow.
Kind of
would
kill our throats.
Why they could do that.
Douche.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, I did make a big dent.
Yes.
He's bloody.
They have enough money, they're probably going to hire more guards.
That's why we don't give them time to.
We just need to regroup.
Yeah, but we're down. We're going to be down by 2.
5 minute rest and then come back in.
Yeah. So 19 hit your AC?
Yes.
Points of damage.
Ooh, I'm down.
Okay.
That doesn't leave me with much confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hear the priest yell down the road, run! Everybody run!
Yeah,
and then he goes
God,
and I hear behind
Lord.
Me, oh! And you notice the sorcerer has stopped lobbing things
yeah,
that way.
I turn where she goes.
All that is holy, save your own skin and get out.
Save yourself!
The gods have forsaken us. Except for mine. Mine hasn't. He just doesn't like you. For me, obviously.
He's out getting more beer.
Yeah, he's not home right
he's
now.
At the store.
He's running to the liquor store.
He's gone to 7-Eleven.
Damn it, you have the other 25 gold. I'm only going to be able to buy 25 gold worth of beer. Gotta come back for that.
You could come back and pilfer it off our bodies or whatever, you know.
No, they're going to take it.
No, they're going to take you because you're going to be worth more to them alive than dead. Because they can sell you.
Okay.
They can heal you. Sell you.
I wonder how much, instead of a ransom, if I can just go down to the slave market and buy you guys back.
Yeah.
I'm seriously thinking about that. It may be
because
cheaper.
It would have been cheaper if we could.
Probably would have been, yes.
Probably would have been cheaper.
I need this one and this one.
Do they have personal possessions? Can we have those too?
Probably not.
3 points of damage. 3 points of damage.
Okay. Put my mark on them.
They were mine before they were yours.
This is going to turn into a really... If you guys survive, I may do that. I may go and get money and just buy you from the slaves.
From the slave traders.
Because they're going to keep upping the price.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to stew you guys. People get creepy. Damn it. My guy has to come back.
doing over there?
Where?
Who? He's making what? Monster cards.
Yeah. Keeps me occupied as we die.
Well, you already got the
worker on. Actually, I'm just clicking buttons.
Oh, okay.
You got everything set up for my barbarian in your game?
Almost. Yes.
Almost.
That's a lot of
defense. Eric takes 6 more points of damage.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Down.
14 hit your reflex?
14 is my reflex.
Okay. Yes.
So then, yes.
You take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
Are you dead?
Yeah.
They keep tossing alchemist fire down there.
Getting there.
The thing is, they're also hitting these 3.
Did it kill you? Yeah. That does instill confidence in me.
That last one actually did kill me.
We didn't even make it to 6 o'clock.
He wasn't even alive the whole day.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah.
This was our own fault. We needed to run this.
Yeah, we should have.
We set off multiple encounters all at the same time.
They were waiting for you, too.
They knew we were going to come
back. Oh, yeah.
Well, the fact that there's no, like, mooks, that thing is probably not the best.
I still want to take out Arturo, but I just can't get close enough to take a pot shot at him.
I know. I wanted to at least take a couple of them down, but it's... As soon as we get close, those archers on the roof are
just Eric, you're way dead, right?
Yeah.
I'm already way dead. What do you want more? How much more dead do you want me to be?
To wrap you in saran wrap and burn you dead.
That would be 6 more points of damage to you.
That leaves me a 0.
So you're unconscious.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't think we're buying them back this time.
They're going to keep laughing.
No.
There's all our money going. Mm-hmm. Our money.
Guys.
And the paper you signed, did it burn with your body?
I'm no, sure I'm they sure have that it. Yes, but doesn't your debt die with you?
I don't think the Thieves Guild will see it that way.
Probably not.
Dang it.
I don't like those Tanglefoot bags. I decided.
Oh, we're going to invest in a lot of those in some game.
Those are mean. Is he going to finish her off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, of course. You're such a bastard.
Yeah, he tough hits you. You take 11 more points of damage.
Okay.
What's your bloody value?
13, so
negative 13.
It's okay,
negative 11.
The sentry then stabs you for more.
Okay.
You're dead.
Okay, now you're dead.
Okay. So now we're going to be making new characters?
Oh, we got dead.
No, you survived.
Dead.
Yeah, I know, I did. I ran.
Well, we're so indebted to the Thieves Guild.
Well, at this point, I expect the Thieves Guild to put together a party. I owe them so much money. I expect the Thieves Guild to put together a rescue party to come get my body and resurrect me so I can pay them back.
Plus the cost of resurrection.
Plus the cost of the retrieval and the resurrection.
That's right.
Let's keep on down.
Yeah, but he's not bloodied. I wanted Arturo.
Well, Arturo's bloodied.
I know, but for me I couldn't get up close enough to take a pot shot.
Oh, yeah, you guys come this way.
Aren't
come
you
on.
Guys running? Like, well, didn't you guys run?
I didn't even get a chance to run.
Yes.
I was trying to
kill they're still that in sight.
Yeah.
As are you, but...
No, I'm not.
I'm concealed.
All right, then.
I'm shadow walking. Kiss my butt.
That's back to Mal. Oh, wait. That.
I thought the rats were chewing on the bodies that were there.
That's true. I'll be nice. Just once.
What are you trying to do? Rats kill us all off? Is that like you're trying to
I gave you one chance. Hey, you know. Mal.
What do you mean you gave us one chance?
They captured us instead of killing us.
I captured you once and then sold you back.
That is true. We were captured.
Word came down that they recognized you guys. You came back. Went, okay, we gave a chance. Kill them.
That's true. Again, I go back to it is their house.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't captured.
No, but your twin sister was.
Yeah.
And they didn't see you before.
Go join a I don't know.
But they didn't kill you
or something. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna
go join these assholes follow us down a dark alley or something.
Oh yeah, that's gonna if they keep following us.
I'm and nobody else does.
Yeah. I'm gonna get my shadow walk. I'm gonna take a three step move this way.
Mm-hmm.
He's still within a range of 10.
Mm-hmm.
As we kill them and wear their faces.
Likewise. I'm gonna use my daily. What the hell?
As I said, smoke them if you got them. Just roll better than two.
Was the only other thing that I was going to do was pull out the sphere, my 5-year sphere, but...
18 his reflex.
18...
Actually, I'm going to Wizard's Curse him first.
Okay.
Is our party dead yet?
Cursed?
Not quite.
18 does hit his reflex.
We're trying to do as much damage to the guys that are chasing us now.
I was trying to figure out how, you know, yeah... How we didn't run away while all this crap was happening.
Well, there's still a guy there, though.
Oh, I didn't.
So
I
had
to tangle
had to
pads
kill him.
Over me.
And then I didn't have any move left. So,
okay.
Or not back to me yet.
How do you like 24 points of damage?
Ooh. Oh.
That's nice.
He doesn't like
oh
that.
Oh my god. Is someone bloody?
I figured it wouldn't be enough to kill him.
No.
I could do that though.
We've got two dead people at the bottom of the pile. Shinkari, are you fleeing into the night?
Yes, I'm fleeing readily.
Runehouse, are you fleeing into the night?
Are you picking them off? Or you want me to help pick them off as they...
I'm kind of just doing a running retreat. And
how close is he? Because I've got an action
He's 10 from me, so
okay.
He's about 10 from you as well, based on
then
our angle.
Then I'm going to move up 5. Use my standard action to fire at that guy who's wounded. And I'm going to crit on him.
Nice.
With Lance of Faith.
Okay.
So that will be 12 points of radiant damage.
He's still up.
I don't care.
Oh my God.
Then I'm going to spend my. Well, I could. I have an action point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to spend my action point. How far away are you?
Oh.
As far away
by
as
By the
can
way,
be.
Anyone who can see your car over there, he's wearing a nice white wolf pelt.
So now we know where it went.
I'm not going to mention that fact. I'm going to burn my action point, and I'm going to book towards her.
Don't go towards me. Go a different direction.
I don't think that way. I'm going to stay as close to someone else as possible.
And Amina, you run into the night?
Yes, I flee gazelle-like.
You flee gazelle-like into the evenings.
Whee!
I flee like a dwarf. It's not gazelle-like at all. It's like thunk, 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 thunk. I'm a tank. But not a very good tank, obviously.
Not very good cleric, either.
I already said that. You guys find a useful cleric.
Mm-hmm. So you guys all run off into the night.
Yes. I'm going back
I did mighty damage before I left,
so.
Yeah, I killed
him. Oh, he's ongoing damage. Save ends.
Save ends. He's still up. But he's not feeling too hot.
I don't discourage him from following anymore.
My hope.
Yeah. Well, they let you guys run off into the night.
Knowing that we're stupid, and we'll be back. They'll be back.
At this point.
Cell swords? No, we're not doing cell swords. We're doing it. We're going to that.
We're going to the Fortress of the Mountain Kings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, different part of the world.
Alrighty. Obviously.
We'll be in the dungeon outside of town that's full of mooks.
Yeah.
We're going to the minion dungeon over there.
Yeah.
We'll see us in a few months, level 9 or 10.
Yes.
And then we're going to fuck you up.
That's right.
Obviously, I'm going to attack Nuke down and just.
calling it at that, and I'm probably going to guess you guys don't want to go back to this. So.
Holy crap! No. Not at this level. Let us make sixth or seventh or tenth level characters. Yeah.
No, I still think that our mistake was to.
Yes.
As soon as we crashed the cart, we should have run to our group. Should have run to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, that would have drawn everybody out here, and we would have been free to kind of move around. Uh-huh. Over there, take care of those guys, the guys on the far end, and then
unfortunately, we could sort of people on the far end. I think they would have known. I think they already knew there was a fight going on there.
Yeah, but
there was a sentry up right here on top of the roof, and every round I gave him a d20 roll. If you rolled to notice battle is a DC 0. I increased it to 10 because of the distance, and on about the third round, he noticed the battle down here. So, and he warned everyone else.
So, well, even with that warning, though, we would have had, we could have fared a lot better if we could have controlled how many of them could fire at us at once.
Right.
So, our downfall, my particular downfall is that we're standing out here in the open.
In the middle of
and that let, what, like a dozen guys
fire at us
at once.
Right.
This is all equipment that some of them had. Went out and bought.
Yeah.
With your nice money.
Yes.
After seeing prostitutes, of course.
Yes.
So. Yeah, well, after, I think...
There was 1,300 gold left that your car had that was holding on to.
They all get syphilis and die.
Yes.
That was part of our plan. You see, before this, we went and infected a bunch of prostitutes.
That's right.
Enjoy your long, slow descent into madness.
Well, thus ends the Sellswords of Punjar.
Sellswords of Punjar, an adventure for characters at levels 1 to 3, by Harley Stroh, with additional writing by Aaron Blackridge Rudell, cover art by Eric Lofgren, interior art by Doug Kovacs, cartography by Jeremy Simmons,
published by Goodman Games. More information can be found at www.goodman-games.com.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.